دكتور سابق تيتينج ان اوفيس نوت اون بيشنت كيلي جيلمر جي اي ال ام اي ار كيلي كي اي ال ال اي واي ديت اوف بيرث از 12/1/1965 ديت اوف سيرفيس 6/29/2023 بير باج اوف ذا بيشنت is 57 year old white female who presents to my office today to be established with me as her medical doctor. Per paragraph, her past medical history includes the following one: ulcerative colitis since 2014, following with GI at Methodist Hospital, recently had colonoscopies and resection of polyps. Next, chronic low back pain, subspinal spinal cord stimulator. This happened after a motor vehicle accident. Next, irritable bowel syndrome. Next, hypertension for years. Next, chronic pain in her knees and in the back. Next, history of aseptic necrosis of the right femur head. Period. Past surgical history includes right hip procedure. Next, back surgery times 2, L4, L5 discectomy. Period. Paragraph. Allergies. She has no known drug allergies. She's intolerant to Bactrim, causes GI sensitivities. Period. Social history. Patient is divorced. Has a total of one child. No smoking. Occasional alcohol. No drug used. She worked from home for WellMed. Pure paragraph. Family history. Mother with hypertension, congestive heart failure, and breast cancer. Father with hypertension and CHF. Both parents are deceased. Grandmother had colon cancer. Period paragraph. Review of systems. Patients has no fever, no chills. She has no headaches. She does have postnasal drip, chronic hoarseness of voice, and chronic clearing of her vocal cords. She has no cough and no shortness of breath, no chest pain. She has occasional heartburn, no nausea or vomiting, occasional abdominal cramps. She has on and off diarrhea from her ulcerative colitis. Patient reports frequent dry mouth, however, period. She reports chronic back pain and knee pain, ankle swelling and leg swelling in both legs for the last few weeks. She denies any nocturia. She has occasional straining upon urination. She has a stressed incontinence, occasional incomplete blood emptying. All other systems reviewed and are negative. Please go back to past medical history and history of neurogenic bladder, plus following with urology and history of depression. Period. Paragraph. On physical examination. Her vital signs are as mentioned above. HNT, pupils roundly active to light and accommodation. Injected conjunctiva, non-ecteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular veins distension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema noted. Pupagraph neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regulated and rhythm normal sinus 2. No murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or visits heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigid extremities. There's 2 plasmatic edema in both lower extremities. Skin, no skin rash, no neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations. First of all, current medications include amitriptyline, amlodipine, celecoxib, Zyrtec, gabapentin, mometasone, furoate, nasal spray, and sulfasalazine. Pure paragraph. Investigations are from January 2023, and her kidney function was normal, liver functions were normal at that time. Pure paragraph. Assessment and plan. 1. Ulcerative colitis, following with GI, currently maintained on sulfasalazine. Period. Next, chronic pain syndrome, following with pain medicine. Dr. Ashley, AMSBA, AMSBAUGHHUT physicians. Next, leg edema may be related to side effects from amlodipine and gabapentin. We need to rule out DVT as well. Patient will have a venous doppler for the lower extremities. I recommended if she can cut down the dose of gabapentin, and then we may decide to switch her amlodipine to a different blood pressure medications for that purpose. Period. Next, diagnosis: chronic hoarseness of voice. Patient will need to be referred to ENT for further evaluation. She does have extreme dry mouth. We need to rule out Sjogren syndrome as well. an ANA panel is going to be ordered for that purpose. Period paragraph. Next, irritable syndrome. Next, possible spike protein toxicity from COVID-19 vaccine. Patient will be placed on detox protocol. Period. Paragraph. Patient is going to see me back in around 3 weeks for further recommendations. Period. Paragraph. Please go back to past medical history and add history of COVID-19 in December 2021 and November 2022. Period. Paragraph. Also add immunizations. Patient received 3 doses of COVID-19 vaccine. Period. Paragraph. End report. Thanks.